Each year, the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo puts on a contest that quietly recognizes talents that don't require a saddle or throwing a lariat. TPR Arts and Culture reporter Jack Morgan on the surprising double winner of this year's Student Western Art Contest.
What a ride! What a ride!
The rodeo is known for its bronc riding, its massive carnival, and your chance to get up close and personal with horses. But every year there's also a competition less dangerous than the 8-second ride, yet for some, still quite thrilling.
It's the Western Art Contest.
The rodeo's Diana Turner has managed the contest its entire 24-year run and says it's for high school students only.
They can be in public school or a homeschool environment, but they do have to be in high school.
They recognize artistic talent and turn that talent into scholarship money for winning students' college education.
This year, we gave away 17 scholarships totaling $90,000.
Artists create content honoring Western heritage in its many iterations, and hundreds do.
Last year, we had about 402. This year, I think we had 360.
Best of show winners have traditionally been paintings and drawings, but that tradition was broken in 2018.
Last year is the first year we've ever had a sculpture piece win Best of Show.
And that break with tradition continued this year.
And then we had it 2 years in a row, same student, very talented student.
I am Brenna Richardson.
Brenna is that student. Their choice of her last year took her by surprise.
They pulled me aside. They said, "This is the first time in 23 years that we've chosen a sculpture to win." I felt very honored to hold that title.
The 17-year-old has only entered into art contests 4 times, at which she's won 4 awards, the least of which was 2nd place.
I almost don't feel worthy. You picked my piece?
Her red curls tumble over her shoulders as she talks about her rodeo contest pieces. Last year's entry was called Flow and made entirely of clay.
Horses kind of running down a hill in sort of a river. And down at the end, the horses themselves are liquefying and becoming part of the river.
Her father, Mike Richardson, recalls how the producer of Houston's Young Artist Contest saw Flo beforehand.
When he saw what was on that table, he just said, "You get her to the show. This girl's got something."
Apparently she does. And he says she didn't get her creativity from him.
I'm an investment advisor, so I'm on the other side of that. I don't have the creative gene.
Richardson says she took to working in clay early on.
It almost like it spills out of her. Her classmates in this gallery are just astounded that in 2 hours she can have a working study of something that just takes your breath away.
That gallery is the New Braunfels Art League downtown.
I've been taking lessons under Trace Guthrie for the last going on 3 years now. And it's really changed everything. What I really like about Trace is he tells everyone, "You're the pilot. I'm just here to help."
She's a little firecracker.
Teacher Trace Guthrie.
She thinks visually, and she can really see what she's doing. She's got a real good eye.
She trained that eye on this year's Student Western Art Contest, and like last year's entry, she chose an action shot, also featuring a horse.
Horses are hilarious. They decide, "Oh, this rock looks scary," and they spook. And they jump backwards, and you have this horrible moment of fear, and then you try to collect yourself and calm each other down. But I wanted to try and capture that moment.
And capture it she did. Though for this piece called Spooked, it's a jackrabbit that caused the spook. She could have created a tranquil horse scene, but the drama gave it an edge.
Absolutely. It's more visually stimulating and interesting.
And like last year, this year she won Best of Show.
As good as her piece was last year, I can see an improvement this year. I think she's very talented, and I think she's going to go a long ways.
Trace Guthrie.
Brenna is a joy to be with. She is, can't wait to see what she's going to do next.
And that's the question. What's next?
She's got to finish high school. We got to do SATs. We got to get college prep going. We got to all those things. So she's busy, and she'll stay busy as long as she wants to do it, if she's passionate about it.
I have no idea what the future holds for me.
One thing for sure, college. A good chunk of which will already be paid for because of the scholarships.
We just looked at Texas State and St. Edward's University. I think I'd want to stay in Texas and be close to home.
She has concerns about the unsure world of professional art, but it's also got quite an allure.
Despite all the issues, I think I want to try to make a career out of it.
And unlike most college art students, she already has commission work, a waiting list of people ready to pay her for her sculptures. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.